Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. We're almost there. Today's the last day of this brutal heat wave. KYW's John McDevitt reports this weather had people in Center City doing the best they could to remain safe.
At a construction site in Center City, Christian Espino was pumping cement during the sweltering heat.
I'm trying to stay hydrated as much as I can. Just trying to stay in the shade. Trying to avoid the sun as much as I can. As you can see, wearing long sleeve, long pants, you know, staying in the shade. That's the key, trying to keep the sun off me, you know.
There are some people who like the hot weather, like Melinda, Marilyn, who were outside on a smoke break in Center City and getting relief from the air conditioning inside their building.
I love the heat. I tell you the truth, I love the heat. I don't have no problem with the heat.
Yeah.
Plus, in there, so cold that we need to come out.
We get to melt.
Yes, that's what we're doing. We're just warming up.
Welcome America rescheduled a pool party in North Philadelphia because of the heat. That's being moved to Monday afternoon. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
As crews are nearing full restoration of power for PECO customers after last Thursday's storm, the head of the union representing PECO workers says the company's response to the storm was poor. KYW's Vic Ragapathy reports PECO says the storm was historic.
The timing of Thursday's storms was unfortunate for a number of people in the area as widespread power outages left some without electricity during this week's sweltering heat wave. Larry Anastasi is the head of IBEW Local 614, which represents more than 1,400 PECO workers. He says it shouldn't take 5-plus days to restore power to all customers affected by Thursday's weather.
A storm like this would have been back one much sooner. This isn't that big a storm. When I was coming up, this was an average storm.
In a statement, PECO says this was one of the 20 worst storms in the company's history, and it assembled one of the largest contingents of workers it ever has to deal with the extensive damage. But Anastasi says trouble arises when dispatch has to communicate with such a large array of work crews, and there aren't as many experienced veterans on the ground to help incoming contracted crews get their bearings.
Management employees that were in the field would give the contractor storm kits. They would have work assignments for them. Now, everyone reports to the dispatchers. They're overwhelmed. They're sending multiple crews to the same location, which is very dangerous.
In its statement, PECO commends everyone responding to the storms, including IBEW Local 614 back office and line workers, and says it's committed to around-the-clock work until full service is restored. Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A legislative hearing on hemp-derived THC, also known as gas station weed, shows the challenges Pennsylvania is facing in dealing with the unregulated drug available at convenience stores and smoke shops across the state. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Chairman of the Pennsylvania Senate Law and Justice Committee, Republican Dan Lochlin, calls the hemp-derived THC products a public safety concern operating through legal loopholes of the Federal Farm Bill of 2018.
An entire industry has developed in a legal gray area. These products are widely available with essentially no age restrictions. There's no required lab testing and no clear rules for packaging or labeling.
Chris Lindsay with the American Trade Association for Cannabis and Hemp explains how the Farm Bill inadvertently opened the door for these products.
In saying that not only is hemp itself not a controlled substance like marijuana, but anything that you could derive from hemp would also not be a controlled substance. Well, chemists figured that out real fast.
Lindsay says the chemical processes that derive the THC are so unknown they don't even know what to test for when evaluating safety as compared to medical marijuana products. Lochlin says his hope is Pennsylvania can set up a unified regulatory structure, such as a cannabis control board, to oversee medical and possibly recreational marijuana along with hemp-derived products. Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia's First Reformed Church of Christ cut the ribbon yesterday on a long-sought goal: 34 permanent supportive housing units on its grounds in Old City. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
One, two, three. Guild First Reform did not have to move heaven and earth to build the housing, but it did have to move a historic 18th century house out of the way, lifting it up and sliding it on rails half a block to open up the site on North 4th Street across from the back of the U.S. Mint. It also had to win over its well-to-do neighbors to support a development for the formerly homeless, which Pastor Michael Caine says proved easier than he'd thought.
I kind of was worried that we were just, I'll be religious, we were going to get crucified. Everyone's going to be mad at us for this. And for the most part, the community has said, we want to support you. We want to make these new neighbors our neighbors.
Home, as far as I'm concerned.
Michael Chandler is one of those new neighbors. After leaving prison and living in a shelter and a recovery house, he enjoys his efficiency with a view of Old City and a big closet.
It's been a long time since I had my own space like this where I can hang clothes up. You know, it feels great. I like it.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.